Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Bible says what? When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man's a murderer, whom though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live." They thought, look at that. He made it out of the storm. He made it out of the shipwreck. And now he's going to die here from a snake bite. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. One translation says, no harm at all. Oh, glory to God. How many remember Jesus said he'd given us authority and power, and the enemy's under our feet, and nothing shall by any means hurt you? Do you remember that? You know, in Mark 16, he said these signs will follow believers. Right? My name, they'll cast out devils. Among other things, it says they'll take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. Now, some have taken those scriptures to develop doctrines of snake handling and poison drinking. You've heard about it. You read about it. And there's places in the country right now, maybe tonight, they're having a snake handling service. They go out and they get rattlesnakes or water moccasins or whatever, whole cages of them. And they get to playing and singing and praising the Lord. And then at the right time, which whatever that is, they reach in and pull them out a big snake. And they hold them around their face to show that they have faith. Well, that's unscriptural. They think it's scriptural. They think, well, that's what the Bible said, take up serpents. Well, all scripture must be rightly divided. How do you rightly divide a verse? With other verses, right? Do we see any place in the book of Acts where they had a snake handling service? Is there any other witness that implies or supports any of this? The only thing we have about a snake is this, right? So that verse should be interpreted in line with this. And in fact, if you look up the word take up, that word is also many, many times, same word, translated take away or remove. And that's exactly what Paul did. He threw him away. He removed him when he was bitten, not on purpose. Now, I know y'all know this, but I hope you do. But some people don't. And anyway, he just shook that thing off and felt no harm. Everybody say, felt no harm. No harm. And when they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they looked a great while, they knew he should be dead by now. He's not even swelling and saw no harm come to him. They changed their minds. You know, people do. And they decided he must be a god. Nobody gets bit by snakus deadliest and lives. But he did. Somebody say, thank God. If things come, I will not let it shake me. It will not shake me up. I will shake it off. Now say that with me three more times. It will not shake me up. I will shake it off. It will not shake me up. I will shake it off. It will not shake me up. I will shake it off. Hallelujah. You do that, and that's faith, and God will have a legal right to come through for you and do for you the same kind of thing you did for him. Amen. Amen. Can't panic and cry and ask why 1,000 times. You got to respond in faith. Anyway, like we said, they'd have never been on this island if they'd listened to God. But here they are. How many understand God can take what the enemy meant for destruction and turn it around and bring good out of it? Must be frustrating to the devil. How many understand the devil didn't have that planned for Paul to have revival on the island? He expected Paul to swell up and die, and he would be through with this thorn in his side. Right? That was his intention. He wasn't trying to teach Paul a lesson. He wasn't trying to develop Paul's piety. He's trying to kill him. But look what God does with this. They missed God by going to begin with. He told them. They've been through the hurricane. They've been through the shipwreck. Paul's been through the snake bite. But can God take all that and do something with it and bring something wonderful out of it anyway? In spite of men's ignorance, in spite of people's disobedience, in spite of leaders' mistakes, in spite of all of it, when people look up and trust God, He can take something and bring a wonderful thing out of it. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island whose name was Publius. He received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Now let's just stop right here. You know, I can't pass an opportunity to preach prosperity. Here's Paul, a prisoner, shipwrecked, just got snake bit. Next thing you know, he's in the nicest digs on the island, eating the best food on the island. And this, if you look up the words, it leaves the idea of estate. This man was the richest man on the island, and the word means estate. He had an estate. It's amazing how tradition prevents people from seeing this stuff. Paul is sitting up, not dead, sitting up in expensive furniture for the island, whatever that was. Nice hammock. Fresh pineapple. Yeah. Blackened fish. Just caught that morning. He's doing all right, I'm telling you. Nicest place. Best food in the island. Just like that. How quick God can turn something around. Shivering, cold, snake bit, prisoner. In the best place, eating the best food. Happens quick. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux. Now, you wouldn't have to know what that is to know you don't want that. Right? If somebody came to you with a big syringe of green stuff and they said, "This will give you the bloody flux. Would you like some?" You go, "No. Get away from me. No. I don't want the bloody flux." If you look this up, which I know you really want to find out, another translation says he was lying, prostrate, suffering from recurrent bouts of fever and dysentery, a disease of the stomach, infection of the lower intestinal tract, producing severe diarrhea, often with blood, thus bloody flux. He's in a bad way, right? Something that could kill him. Something he could die from. And Paul went in to see him. Now let's just stop right here. How many understand God is not a moocher? You do something for God, what's going to happen next? Does he take it personally when you do something for his people? Remember the woman that built the man of God a room on her house? Remember that? Took care of him. And not too long after that, he's in there praying one day and he called her in. He said, God says, what do you want? My, when the Lord says, what do you want? That's a big deal. And they got a child and had not been able to have one all their life. I mean, you see this kind of thing. You know, Jesus is walking by and he uses Peter's boat to preach out of you. Remember that? And I mean, as soon as he gets through using the boat, they have one of the biggest catches of fish they have ever had in their life. A net breaking, ship sinking too much. Fish catch. Is that the way the Lord is? Smart people minister to God's people. Did you hear me? Smart, wise people minister to God's people. His ministers, his churches, his ministries, and their brothers and sisters. Why? Because when you take care of God's, what comes next? He is going to take care of yours. You'll see it all through the Bible. Publius didn't have to do this. He didn't know these guys. For all he knows, they're murderers. And also, I mean, they come in chains. They look like escaped convicts. Swimming up, you know, wet. And he don't know. But something about it. And then I'm sure this snake bite deal. said they changed their mind. But he still didn't have to take him in his house. But he did. He took the preacher, the man of God, into his house. Courteously entreated him. Treated him really good for these days. Next thing you know, the Apostle Paul is paying his daddy a visit. I believe because the Lord dealt with him too. Don't you? And as we'll see later on, it's more than him just coming to check on him. He had God sent him with something to minister to him. He goes into the room. This man's in an awful way. He's not in a hospital. I mean, he's probably completely dehydrated. He's probably skin and bones. He probably smells. He's in a bad way. He's probably at death's door. But Paul, the man of God, goes in. He entered in, verse 8, and did what? Prayed. Now, didn't necessarily say he prayed for him. Get the difference now. He prayed. Then he did what? He laid hands on him and healed him. Now, that's different language than you see sometimes. Now, let's keep reading. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came, and Paul healed them too? No. No, what does it say? They were healed. Different language. Do you see this? Back up now. Paul entered in and did what? How many understand something happened while he was praying? There's a reason he went to see him in the first place. I believe the Lord led him to. And when he got in there, maybe he didn't know exactly what to do, how to minister to the man or what to do. The man maybe had never heard any preaching. Didn't say he preached the gospel to him and the man had faith to be healed like we read last week. No. Paul just knelt down and got to praying about it. Something came up in his spirit. Here is the gifts of the Spirit. Gift of healing. Did you hear me? And he went and laid hands on the man and ministered healing to him. Didn't say the man believed he received the healing. Paul ministered the healing to the man that God supernaturally gave him. And he stood up healed. His bloody flux stopped. Don't you know he was saying thank God?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Publius' Father, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1219. That's R-1219. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.